Sabbath blessing and welcome to all the dear families that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening on the phone, on the recording, on the radio, and on a later date, we want to bless everyone that is here joining us today and welcome each and every one of you on this blessed Sabbath, August 22nd, 2015. This is lesson 141. Chapter 29, entitled The Sabbath. This is part 5. The opening song to our study today is entitled The Sabbath, with reference from Exodus 28 in the King James Version, and it sounds like this. Sabbath day, a rest and cheer, day divine to me so dear. Come, oh, come to old and young, gathering all for prayer and song. Now the week of toil is o'er, and in peace we sit once more. On our Father's ampler board, listening to His gracious word. Lord our God, we seek thy face, bless us with thy saving grace. May thy heralds everywhere clear thy gospel truth declare. Let thy mighty word us sway over men on earth today. Our poor souls, good shepherd, feed into pastures green us lead. May our Lord the day be near, when we pass from trials here, into thy eternal rest, in the mansions of the blessed. May our Lord the day be near, when we pass from trials here into thy eternal rest in the mansions of the blessed.
If we could all kneel and bow our heads and our hearts. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be your precious name. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to enter into another blessed Sabbath. Thank you for being a merciful God, a loving God, a God of peace. Thank you for bringing us through the week and for guiding us through everything that we have endured, both grand and small. Please, Lord, I pray that you be with us all, wherever we are, each in our individual way. Bless us and keep us and guide us and send your Holy Spirit to reside in our hearts and our minds so that we may have a spiritual understanding of the spiritual meat that is about to be partaken of. I pray, Lord, that you bless this chat room and bless the people that are listening over the phone and those that are going to be listening at a later time. Keep us and guide us in all thy way. Thank you for all that you have done and all that you will continue to do in our lives according to your perfect will. In no other name than Jesus I pray. Lord, let not my sins, not my iniquities, not my shortcomings, anything that I have done in this body, hinder this prayer up to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, sister. And let us continue in our study. The opening scripture to our study today is taken from 2 Corinthians, Chapter 4, verse 15 from the King James Version, and it reads, "For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many rebound to the glory of God." This week, boys and girls, we will end with part 5 in our lesson entitled The Sabbath of our study book, Desire of Ages.
1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 22. Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are all yours. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 23. And ye are Christ, and Christ is God's. Amen.
John 1:3. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Deuteronomy 6:24. And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God for our goods always, that he might preserve us alive as it is at the day.
Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing.
Know ye that the Lord is, he is God, it is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture.
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name.
Also the sons of the stranger that joined himself to the Lord to serve him and to love the name of the Lord, to be his servant, everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it and taketh hold of my covenant.
Isaiah 56:7. Even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings, their sacrifices shall be accepted upon mine altar. For my house shall be called an house of prayer for all people. Ezekiel 20:12. Moreover also I gave them my Sabbath to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am the Lord that sanctifieth them.
Isaiah 58:13. And if thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasures on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shalt honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words. Isaiah 58:14. Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Amen.
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give
you rest.
Will give you rest.
Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls.
For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Good. Matthew chapter 11:30. Good.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So today we will cover pages 288 through 289. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the first paragraph, bubble up.
The Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. Jesus said, the institutions that God has established are for the benefit of mankind. All things are for your sake, whether Paul or Apollos, or the world, or life or death, or things present or things to come, all are yours. And ye are Christ, and Christ is God's. 2 Corinthians 4:15, 1 Corinthians 3:22-23.
The Desire of Ages, page 288. The law of the Ten Commandments, of which the Sabbath forms a part, God gave to his people as a blessing. The Lord commanded us, as Moses, to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God for our good always, that he might preserve us alive.
Desire of Ages, page 288. The law of 10 commandments, of which the Sabbath forms a part, God gave to his people as a blessing. The Lord commanded us, said Moses, to do all these statutes to fear the Lord our God for our good always, that he might preserve us alive. Deuteronomy 6:24. And through the psalmist, the message was given into Israel, serve the Lord with gladness, come before his presence with singing. And know ye not that the Lord, he is God? It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Psalm 102-4. And of all who keep the Sabbath from polluting it, the Lord declares, even them will I bring to my holy mountain, and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Isaiah 56:6-7, Desire Readers, page 288, paragraph 1.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. What was the law of the Ten Commandments of which the Sabbath formed a part of? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
That is it for our good always, that he might preserve us alive, gave them to his people as a blessing.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's learn a beautiful scripture song together, dear ones, and this one is taken from the book of Psalms. And if you remember the scripture song, I would allow any one of the little ones, mommy or daddy, to be able to sing along and share it in the room. But if it's not, then by God's grace, I will share it. It goes like this. Psalms 100, verses 1 to 4. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, O ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving, and into his court with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. And remember, little one, it is he that has made us and not we ourselves. Continuing in our study. Question, boys and girls. What did the Lord declare of all who keep the Sabbath from polluting it? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
Even them will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer.
Good job, Gabby. Let us learn this beautiful verse in a song, dear ones, from the book of Isaiah. And the chapter is 56, verse 7.
Even then will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon mine altar. For mine house shall be that house of prayer, for all people that house of prayer. Even then will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Never talk, Prince, never talk. sacrifices shall be accepted upon my altar. Isaiah chapter 56, verse 7.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And continuing in our study.
Wherefore the Son of Man is the Lord also the Sabbath. These words are full of instructions and comfort. Because the Sabbath was made for man, it is the Lord's day. It beholds a Christ, for all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made. John 1:3. Since he made all things, he made the Sabbath. By him it was set apart as a memorial to work or creation. It is part of him as both the creator and the sanctifier.
It declares that he who created all things in heaven and in earth, and by whom all things hold together, in the head of the church, in that by his powers we are reconciled to God for speaking.
Reconciled
to God for speaking of Israel. He said, I gave them my Sabbath to be a sign between me and them, and they might know that I am the Lord, that should satisfy them, make them holy. Ezekiel 20:12.
So, blessing everyone. Desire of Ages 2:88. Then the Sabbath is a sign of Christ's power to make us holy, and is given to all whom Christ makes holy. As a sign of sanctified power, the Sabbath is given to all who through Christ become a part of the Israel of God. Desire of Ages 2:88, paragraph 2. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. Why are these words, wherefore the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath, full of instruction and comfort? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
Because the Sabbath was made for man, it is the Lord's day, it belongs to church, all
Christ,
for all things that were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
Good job, Gabby and Danielle, Latella and Layla. Question, boys and girls, what is the Sabbath and what it is a sign of? If you know the answer to this question, little ones, bubble up.
The Sabbath
is a sign.
Inside
of Christ.
Is Christ
power?
Power
to make us holy.
Is holy.
And it is.
It is
given to all.
To all
whom
Christ
makes holy.
Makes holy.
It's as a sign of his sin factory's power. The Sabbath is given to all who, though Christ, become a part of the Israel.
Desire of Ages, page 289. And the Lord says, if thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, then thou shalt delight thyself in the Lord. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 13 and 14. To all who receive the Sabbath as a sign of Christ's creative and redeeming power, it will be a delight. Seeing Christ in it, they delight themselves in him. And continuing on the next slide. The Sabbath points them to the works of creation as an evidence of his mighty power in redemption. Amen. While it calls to mind the lost peace of Eden, it tells a peace restored through the Savior. And every object in nature repeats his invitation, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden,
and I will give you rest. That's Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, and I was reading from Desire of Ages, page 289, paragraph 1. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. What invitation from Christ does every object in nature repeat? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
Answer is, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Amen.
So let's learn the scripture song with Jesus' invitation together, dear ones, from the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 28-30. And our dear sister Cece and the children will be the one sharing it.
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And I will give you rest. And I will give you rest. Come unto me, all ye that labor and I'm heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest. Ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew 11, 28 through 30. For my yoke is easy. Come unto me.
Amen and praise the Lord. Thank you, dear sisters. And we have come to the ending of our first section of our study. And at this moment, we're going to ask all those little ones to come very close to the mic because it's story time. This section of our study was inspired by the Lord for all His precious little jewels. Our book selection is entitled Sons and Daughters of God, and our dear brother will be narrating it.
Good morning, boys and girls. The story this morning is about the second commandment. Did you go and memorize the Ten Commandments like I told you to? Well, you still have another day to do it, maybe this afternoon. The second one starts out, Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them nor serve them. Exodus 20, verses 4 and 5. That means we're not to have any idols. Our Creator demands our supreme devotion. Devotion is worship. God requires us to worship Him. Our first allegiance is to go to God. Everything which tends to abate, anything which tends to abate or lessen our love for God or to interfere with the service due Him becomes thereby an idol. Am I going through all right? Remember, an idol is anything that takes God's place in our lives. Business enterprises are prosecuted with zeal and energy, while the service of God is made of a secondary consideration. Man's business takes all his time and energy, and God is not even thought about. Family worship is neglected. Secret prayer is forgotten. We get in a hurry. Many claim to deal justly with their fellow men and say that you have to give that much for offering, but they'll spend more than that on themselves. giving liberally only when it will bring honor and glory to themselves. These are idolaters. Everything that diverts the mind from God assumes the form of an idol, and that is why there is so little power in the church today. Is there anything that diverts or turns your thoughts away from God? That is an idol. The second commandment forbids the worship of the true God by images or similitudes. Some people say, well, the image up here, that's just to remind us of God. He says, no. It says, thou shalt not make to yourselves any idols. That's my version. The mind turned away from the infinite perfection of Jehovah would be attracted to the creature rather than the creator. People who bow down to idols forget how great God really is. We must worship God by faith, not by looking at an idol or a picture. God is a searcher of the heart. He distinguishes between true heart service and idolatry. That means he can tell the difference between those who really love him and worship him for who he is and those who just worship him like they would an idol. That's from Sons and Daughters, page 57. And again, the commandment, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear brother. At this very moment, we're going to have a little short reading to kind of give us a little bit of a summary of the five parts of our study about the Sabbath. And our dear brother Josh will be the one to share it. But if everybody would like to participate, they can put up their bubble.
Sabbath, the summary is called A Summary of the Sabbath to Remember. The Sabbath was embodied in the law given from Sinai, but it was not then first made known as a day of rest. The people of Israel had knowledge of it before they came to Sinai. On the way thither, the Sabbath was kept. When some profaned it, the Lord reproved them, saying, how long refuse you to keep my commandments and my laws? Exodus 16:28. Desires, page 183, paragraph 1.
The Sabbath was not for Israel merely, but for the world. It had been made known to man in Eden. And like the other precepts of the Decalogue, it's an imperishable obligation of that law of which the fourth commandment is put apart, as Christ declared. Till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise from the law,
so long as the heaven and the earth endure. The Sabbath will continue as a sign of the Creator's power, and when Eden shall bloom on earth again, God's holy rest day will be honored by all beneath the sun. Amen.
Amen.
From one Sabbath to another, the inhabitants of the glorified new earth shall go up to worship before me, saith the Lord. Matthew chapter 5, verse 18, Isaiah chapter 66, verse 23, and that was Desire of Ages, page 283, paragraph 2. Amen.
Amen.
No other institution which was committed to the Jews tended so fully to distinguish them from surrounding nations as did the Sabbath. God designed that its observance should designate them as his worshippers. It was to be a token of their separation from idolatry and their connection with the true God. But in order to keep the Sabbath holy, men must themselves be holy. Through faith, they must become partakers of the righteousness of Christ. When the command was given to Israel, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, the Lord said also to them, ye shall be holy men unto me, Exodus 28:22-31. Only thus could the Sabbath distinguish Israel as the worshippers of God. Desire of Ages 283, paragraph 8.
As the Jews departed from God and failed to make the righteousness of Christ their own by faith, the Sabbath was lost. The Sabbath lost its significance to them. Satan was seeking to exalt himself and to draw men away from Christ, and he worked to pervert the Sabbath because it was a sign of the power of Christ. The Jewish leaders accomplished the will of Satan by surrounding God's rest day with burdensome requirements. In the days of Christ, the Sabbath had become more perverted, that its observance reflected the character of selfish and arbitrary men rather than the character of the loving Heavenly Father. The rabbis virtually represented God as giving laws which it was impossible for men to obey. They led the people to look upon God as a tyrant and to think that the observance of the Sabbath, as he required it, made men hard-hearted and cruel. It was the work of Christ to clear away these misconceptions. Although the rabbis followed him with merciless hospitality, he did not even appear to conform to their requirements, but went straight forward keeping the Sabbath according to the law of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So we already know how Christ felt about the Sabbath, what he really came to do, to be able to remove all of those unnecessary burdens. For the Sabbath was created for man, and to be able to make man come closer to him, and also to sanctify him as well. And remember, the hostility that the rabbis had treated him did not stop him from continuing being a commandment keeper and keeping the Sabbath as it should be, holy unto the Lord. I hope and pray that all of you were blessed. And next week, dear ones, we will begin a new chapter in our study entitled He Ordained 12 of our lesson book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the mommy, daddy, little ones would like to have closing prayer, blah,
Father God, we are blessing God. Thank you for protecting us and keeping us safe. Thank you for everything you did. And thank you for being there every step of the way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, thank you for everything you did for us. Thank you for being there every step of the way. Thank you for letting my mom get a new apartment. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We want to welcome all the dear families, little ones, mommy and daddy, that participated in the Sabbath today in the reading, in the singing. We are so grateful for all of your participation. So next Sabbath, dear ones, chapter 30, He Ordained 12, and that will be held Sabbath, August 28, 2015. We have prepared also activity for the whole family to enjoy. We hope and pray that the dialogue will continue, not only for the sacredness of the Sabbath, but to continue getting closer and closer to our Savior as the time that we are living in. God bless everyone. Have a blessed and peaceful Sabbath. Remember, dear ones, to keep it holy.